This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Market commentators have no shortage of colorful language to describe market conditions. One of my favorites is dash for trash. It happens when a group of stocks or an asset class with challenges starts to rally strongly. Now, these could be companies with a lot of debt, poor earnings or no earnings at all, impaired assets, distressed situations, and so on. Sometimes, it's like buying a used 1969 Ford Mustang with nothing but repairs needed, but at such a low asking price that you can see through all the challenges to the jewel it could become. And sometimes, the challenges or perceived risks are exaggerated and overblown. This is in part what is happening right now in the European stock market. I like European stocks. Yes, Europe, with all the hair and perceived challenges, it is a region that in our view offers attractive opportunities for investors. The Euro Stoxx 600 index has outperformed the S&P 500 index by a fairly wide margin since the end of September. And today, we will list five reasons why we are seeing some of this happen. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of January 16th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. I have been attracted to Europe since the beginning of 2022. When I talk about Europe, the immediate response I get is typically, "But isn't it a mess?" Beauty is truly in the eye of the beholder. However, things are happening that are putting European equities in a more favorable light, which we believe is leading to the realization of our thesis that Europe is an attractive investment opportunity. Here are five reasons why. Number one, first and foremost, is valuation. The benchmark for U.S. stocks, the S&P 500 index, is currently trading at approximately 19 times last year's profit. European stocks, as measured by the Euro Stoxx 600, is trading at about 14.7 times last year's profit. Now, historically, U.S. stocks trade at a higher multiple than their European counterparts, as U.S. stocks tend to be of higher quality, higher growth, and so on. But this valuation gap is currently twice the long-term average. Now, we believe this gap will close over time, and as it does, should favor European equities. The second point we want to make is that natural gas prices and a warmer winter are having a significant impact on the economic outlook for Europe. One of the biggest worries coming into the winter for Europe this year was the effect of the Ukraine war and its impact on energy prices and supply, with the sanctions against Russian energy exports, specifically with natural gas. But with a much warmer than average winter, natural gas prices have been falling well off their peak of last year. European natural gas prices are off 80% from their high of August, as inventories remain well-stocked and the warmer winter has eased fears of an energy crisis. The third point is what we're seeing with the broader European economy. That is significant improvement. In the Eurozone, the December headline CPI index fell 0.3% month over month. This was more than the forecast of being down 0.1%. The lower energy prices are helping. For all of Europe, the December Economic Confidence Index rose to 95.8 from 94, which was better than expected. All five of the internal confidence components rose on a month-over-month basis. These include manufacturing, services, the consumer, retail, and construction. This is a major shift in trend because it had been dropping very steadily for more than a year. Overall, what was a dire outlook for the economy in Europe is starting to show improvement. Fourth is currency. The euro currency is bouncing from its lows in September. At its low point, you could buy 1 euro for 95 cents US. Now it's strengthened up to about $1.08 US. As the US dollar has weakened, the euro has strengthened. And it continues to put European investments in a better light with the prospect of having a net gain with that euro currency exposure. Fifth and lastly is a second derivative impact, and that is with respect to China's reopening. When the US, Canada, and Europe removed their COVID lockdowns, it provided to be a huge boon for their respective economies. People that had been shut in were free to spend, and they did. Now it's China's turn to finally remove what had been some of the most restrictive COVID policies in the world. If the pattern holds, the reopening should boost consumption there as it did in the US and Canada. And since China and Europe have exceptionally strong trade ties, the reopening should lift the prospects for European economies as well as companies. Now, equity markets move in cycles. Asset classes come in and out of favor. And while we say markets are efficient, there are opportunities when the inefficiencies expose themselves to opportunity. Following the great financial crisis in 2010, investors were reluctant to buy into U.S. equities. The U.S. was a mess, I was told. But if you were able to look through those perceived challenges, you would have found what became a fantastic investment opportunity for the following decade. The way I look at Europe today is the same way that I looked at the U.S. back then. And this is perhaps what investors are starting to recognize. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.